Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, and I apologize for the lie to open the show. It is neither Jody Cameron nor John Ritchie with you today. It is the WIV Morning Show. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you, Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson back in the studio, hanging out with you this morning. How you guys doing? Good morning, everyone. Elliot Shore Parks, good morning.
It's a little,
from Borgata this morning, beautiful Borgata.
It's a little Go Birds radio on a Friday.
How about
it? A little
it?
Go Birds radio.
What a treat,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Phillies being terrible.
Yeah. I know. We were, inside baseball, behind the dugout for those Go Birds listeners.
Dugout,
in
yeah.
the dugout, any
yeah.
of those ridiculous things
all
you've
fit.
Said over the years.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, you know, maybe some birds talk on a Friday yeah. morning. And then Jesus Cesardo and the Phillies happen.
Yeah.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Devin Caney, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a treat to be with the big three
yes,
here
exactly.
this morning, hanging out in AC from the beautiful Borgata. Obviously, a lot to get into today. 215-592-9494. We got some Eagles talk coming up. Don't worry. We've got an awesome prize how you can win a chance to come to a Phillies game with us. By the way, Phillies Cubs next week is the game, like a legitimate,
yeah, it'll be a
important baseball game. Normally, I feel like we end up going to, Phillies Angels or something.
Yes.
It's a big one. So we'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up. But Elliot, let's start with yesterday, as you said, and what was a pretty frustrating baseball game, driving down here, listening to that game the entire time. And I think coming off of his last start, Lizardo gives up 12 runs in the last one.
not great to hear.
Eight you, more. Yeah. Yeah, you were hoping for a bounce back. 20 runs
not
in
a
his
bounce
last
back.
Two starts. They lose 8-1, just get shellacked. Where are you at with the Phillies this morning? You know, we've gone through some ups and downs this season.
Yeah.
Where is the Phillies panic meter at for you this morning, Elliot?
Yeah, so I think with Lizardo, I'm not really panicking. I do think, look, obviously two bad starts. You have to think Lizardo was probably thinking, well, what's the worst that could happen? I gave up 12 runs last time. Like, well, buddy, guess what? It happened again. So I'm actually not concerned about Lizardo, despite the fact he's clearly been horrendous the last two starts. I just think the starting pitching staff is so good. I think the pitching coach is so good. Like, they'll be fine with the starters. But while this year the Phillies have changed my opinion on them a little bit in the way that they have shown a resiliency they have not in the past, and I don't think that, they've lost two series in a row now and, somewhat uncompetitive, right, in a few of those games. But, like, I don't think this is the beginning of a huge, collapse or, anything like that. I think they're going to maintain a really good record. I think they're going to continue to have one of the better records in baseball. But I would also be lying if, when I watch them lose 2-1 and the bats go quiet and there's defensive problems, if I felt like we aren't all just lying to ourselves about what we're seeing with this Phillies team. How they have lost in the past two postseasons is exactly the same. It's not like when the Eagles lost in postseasons in past years, it's kind of different, right? In 2023, they collapsed. In 2021, they were on their way up. It was different. But like when the Phillies lose, they lose the exact same way, which is the bats go quiet and they make dumb mistakes, whether it's fielding or base running. And so yesterday's loss to me, while upsetting and not fun to watch, was more of an anomaly just in the way that the pitcher, or Lizardo, was terrible, and it is what it is. I think more on this Friday morning about that 2-1 loss. The bullpen blowing it, the bats not showing up. And while I can be excited about the team and think about the resiliency, and Schwarber has been awesome, and the start, I think we're all lying to ourselves a little. Like, maybe we know where this is headed. They're going to go to the postseason. The bats are going to go quiet. The bullpen's going to blow it. And that's what we're looking at. And I want to believe it's different, but maybe we need to be honest with ourselves about what this team is. And we're seeing what the team is over these past few games.
Yeah, look, we'll get to Lizardo, and I'm a little concerned in the sense that, you know, starting pitching is what makes this team special. You know, they are not a special offense. They have a chance to be a really good offense at times. We've seen them go through stretches. The bullpen is obviously far from special. The only thing that makes this team special is the starting pitching. It's the only, you know, real elite thing
it's
on
the
this
reason
team.
To believe.
And if Lizardo, and look, there could be a lot of explanations for the Lizardo thing. We'll dive into the options, whether he's tipping pitches. We'll hear what Rob Thompson had to say about that, whether it's a dead arm situation. You know, there's a lot of potential, you know, reasons for what's going on. But to your point about the bats, I mean, think about it just in this series alone. You mentioned the 2-1 loss. I'll just take the whole series outside of the first inning. They put up 6 runs in the first inning, and then with 10 innings in game 2. So in the next 27 innings, they scored 4 runs. And that's what this team has been. They've gone cold. And look, Harper comes back. They have that big first inning homers. Then Harper's silent for pretty much the rest of the series. And really, when you look at this lineup, I mean, I don't think we put enough emphasis on just how bad some of these offensive guys have been. I mean, Max Kepler has been an absolute zero for a month and a half, like a zero at the plate.
Well, he's got like 2 hits in the past
month.
Dude,
he's batting 180 since May. May 1st, 180. I mean, center field is a zero.
Yep.
Catcher is a zero.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm is a slap-hitting third baseman who's supposed to be 6'5 and can't hit home runs.
Like, and he can't handle moving up in the lineup.
Exactly. And if you put him in the clamps part of the three-hole,
he completely collapses.
It's a disaster. So, like,
and I'm a Bohm guy, so it's a shame to say.
This team is constructed in a way right now where if Schwarber, Harper, and Turner aren't elite, And look, you pay them to be and you want them to be, but we know that they're not. They have not been consistent. I've certainly Turner. If they're not elite, 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 they can't lift the rest of that lineup. I am concerned about where the lineup is at. Like, I, to your point, I think the bullpen is a whole other discussion, and I think the weakest part of the team. But I'm starting to think that they might need to add to the outfield as much as they need to add anywhere else on this team right now.
So if I could pick one side to add to, the bullpen or the bats, as frustrated as I am with the bats.
And I know, it's still the bullpen.
It's still the bullpen to me, just because I don't think you're changing who this team is. I mean, you just said it perfectly. Like, in the lineup, there are 3 players that you can trust. And also, like, let's take a step back for a second. Harper had the home run when he came back, and I know that he missed time because he was hit. And he has not been terrible this year by any stretch.
No.
But he's not been Bryce Harper to me. Like,
no,
to
anybody. No, he's been lacking power for sure.
Well, he's just not been special. And, like, he's supposed to be special. And when, you know, again, Turner, Schwarber, Bryce. But, like, when outside of them you don't have anybody, you just nailed it. You have to have your best players be special. Schwarber has done his job. Trey Turner has not been amazing, but at least you can see he's trying to make more contact
with the
ball.
Turner's been better.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's fulfilling what Rob Thompson asked him to a certain extent. I think of those 3, Bryce has been the biggest disappointment. And that doesn't mean he's, like, you know, been a horrendous season or whatever. It just means he's not been Bryce. And this team has to be Bryce. And it's not apples to apples. But, like, when Jalen Hurts isn't special, the Eagles aren't good. When Joel Embiid's not special, the Sixers aren't that good. And I know they have more of an impact. But this team, to a certain degree, goes as Schwarber and Bryce takes them. Schwarber's doing his part. Bryce is not doing his part. Bryce is not pulling the weight he's supposed to pull. Does he have to carry an unfair amount of weight? Probably, because everybody else has been a disaster. And I'll say this, too, while we're just on a Phillies venting session. Like, what's also really showing up is Dombrowski has not done a good job around the edges with this team. When you look at, again, Schwarber, Turner, Harper are really the only 3 people in the lineup that we can point to as, like, legitimate people to count on. They're all making a ton of money. They've all been here for a while. Like, it's not an impressive thing that those 3 are here. Who else in the lineup has Dombrowski found that we can point to and go, that was a great value signing?
Right.
We, for 2 years, saw them lose in the postseason by being inconsistent hitters, and he's done nothing to change the complex of the lineup besides asking them to just do something different. And it's just not who they are. So In the bullpen, he hasn't added any special pieces. In the lineup, he's not added anybody that I think has changed the complexion of it. So, like, why should I expect different results?
Devin, where are you at with the Phillies this morning?
Well, just to go off what Elliot said, I think that this falls at Dombrowski's feet. I mean, you look at the way this team is built. You look at what he did at the trade deadline, not just last year, the past few seasons, but we'll use last year as an example. So you bring in a guy like Austin Hayes, complete disappointment. I know he ended up having some, like, unexpected health issues.
Yeah, you don't have to qualify it. He stinks.
So this season, you have your one bright spot in terms of an acquisition in the offseason. That's Jesus Luzardo. Well, the last two starts, he's given up 20 runs. You know, not great. That's looking That's looking like maybe it wasn't as great of a signing as we thought it was going to be. We'll talk about him in a bit.
A trade just to...
Right. Yeah. Sorry, trade.
No worries.
Then you have Jordan Romano. Hasn't been great. He's had moments. He's been improving. Still hasn't been great. Not a game-changing...
No doubt.
Addition to the team, Max Kepler, you just mentioned, hasn't done squat, really.
He's been
since
bad.
The beginning
like,
of
Kepler's
May.
Been
He's
bad.
He's been bad, yeah. Straight up. So I think that I'm not fully panicking. I'm certainly concerned. My concern can be remedied if Dave Dombrowski goes out and is aggressive before the trade deadline and makes moves to, I was fully in on, you know, bringing someone in to help bolster the back end of the bullpen. I still am for that. But now just looking at the starting pitching, I mean, you have guys in the starting rotation who you could potentially move to the bullpen. I need an outfield bat. And I wasn't in that camp until, like, honestly, the last couple of weeks. And now it's just a black hole in the lineup. Like you mentioned, the only guys who are really doing anything on offense, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper sometimes, Kyle Schwarber.
And Castellanos.
Nick Castellanos.
Yeah,
right.
He deserves a little
credit. Everyone else,
but
not
a ton of power from Nick. But, yeah, I agree. Everyone else, nada. And, like, again, to the point we made, those three, you know, top guys haven't been close to good enough to carry the zeros. You're getting zeros from three to four positions in the lineup. I mean, that is really hard to overcome. Some might say impossible to overcome. And 215-592-9494 to get in. To your point about Luzardo, look, to Elliot's initial point, I'm not freaking out on Luzardo. I'm not out on Luzardo.
He's just having a bad stretch.
Whether it's like a dead arm, whether it's tipping pitches. And I think tipping pitches is definitely a possibility. You know, we did high hopes last night.
I was going to say, so go into that a little bit more.
I was talking to Jack last night, and Jack made a good point about just how good Toronto was squaring up the pitches and how hard they were hitting the baseball on pitches where it wasn't like Luzardo had diminished velocity. It wasn't like the sweeper didn't look like it was sweeping. Like, they were just hitting everything. So I do think it lends some credence to the tipping pitches thing. Coming up in a minute, in a few minutes, we'll hear from Rob Thompson, who did address that last night. He was asked about it because that is that injury, dead arm, like, that's where your mind goes.
Yeah.
Because
to be so bad.
Again, well, this guy has been amazing.
The timing is crazy, too, because he literally just passed the total amount of innings that he pitched last season.
Totally, yeah.
And he obviously was cut short last season
with
an injury.
Yeah.
So you do just wonder, like, and Rob Thompson had been letting him go pretty deep into games thus far. So it's like, did we push him too hard? Is the injury, you know, cropping back up? I hope it's not anything too serious, but that also could be a dead arm situation. I don't know. But that concerns me that he's already passed the innings that he pitched last season and he's falling apart.
Well, and that's where you get into the bullpen issue, them having to push guys, them not having guys they trust. And, I mean, today is supposed to be a bullpen game. After Luzardo went 1.2 yesterday, like, I don't know how they're going to get through a baseball game today. I mean, Jack and I were joking, you know, we love Phillies baseball. I could go for a rain out. Maybe some rain in Pittsburgh. All right, 215-592-9494 to get in on the Phillies. Where's your panic meter at this morning? I think, look, the Phillies have been, for the most part, up more than down this season. They've had a really nice start to the season until about now. We're starting to get to that point where some of the warts are starting to show. The outfield bats, the bullpen is starting to creep up. And then as soon as the starters aren't dominant, we see what happens. Now, there's a lot of layers to this. There's the McCabe thing, who is great. There are potential trades. There's so much to get into. The leadoff thing, which I know you guys talked about yesterday. Yeah. I mean, Bryson Stott has been I should have included him in the zero. I mean, he's been almost a zero, too.
I think there's a clear answer what they should do at leadoff.
So we'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll play the audio on Topper about tipping pitches. How realistic is that as a potential answer for why Luzardo's been struggling? We got a lot to get into today. We're going to talk a little Saquon. Again, coming up also, we will give you a chance to win Phillies tickets to come to a game with all of us. The three of us will be there.
Yeah, when is that?
Wednesday of next week.
I'm so there.
You're invited. You'll be there. obviously Joe and John, you know, Ben Davis, Ruben Moore, all kinds of people are going to be coming to hang out. It's going. Jody Mack yesterday was invited and said he will be there. The Mack man on site.
Walking to baseball with him seems like a bucket list.
Oh,
thing.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. So your chance to win that coming up as well. It's Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer, Devin Caney hanging out with you from Borgata. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So who knew Dan Wilson was psyched with the Phillies' loss yesterday? A lovely day. Huh? Or maybe it's a no-Joe
music.
DeCamera. Let's welcome producer Dan Wilson in. Dan, thoughts on the lovely day today?
It's a Friday. It's a summer Friday.
Okay.
Well,
right.
you know why
that's
it's
true.
Truly,
that's true.
Why it's truly a
great,
lovely
great
day.
Great use of Bill Withers. I appreciate the song choice. It's a great song.
Phillies playing at PNC Park today.
Ah, best park
you
in baseball.
You want to talk about a great park to watch a ball game.
So,
what an unbelievably beautiful ballpark.
So let's
they
bring
have,
you inside
man.
Here because this,
yeah.
this is a long-running argument
lovely
debate
day indeed.
Between Elliot and I. Devin, you can be the judge of this. Dan, you can be the judge of this.
Oh, I know where Dan's going to fall
yes,
on it.
Yes, Elliot. Yeah. So I have told, and I've been to many baseball parks, and I think Wrigley and Fenway kind of stand on their own as the two old classics,
yeah.
And they are amazing. And when you walk in Wrigley and you see the ivy, it's like a real moment. It's a really cool thing. But I think of all the other parks, the new park, whatever, PNC is the nicest place I've ever watched a baseball game. It is a beautiful park. It's a great place to watch baseball. And Elliot,
I can't hear anybody else talk about this dumb park anymore. Every time anybody brings up PNC Park, it's like, oh, what an amazing place to watch a baseball game. Guess what? No one wants to watch the Pirates play a baseball game. I don't care how beautiful the park is. Like, the downtown view of Pittsburgh. Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like, I've been.
Pittsburgh's a really nice city.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
It is.
It's a nice
actually,
city. Yes. It's on the come up. I agree. But it's not like I'm going to stare at it for 4 hours and be like, I can't believe what I'm looking at. Like, you cannot have a great ballpark if you don't have a great team. Like, I've been to all the NFL stadiums. The Viking Stadium is awesome. Guess what? No one's like, let me go to the Minnesota stadium because of how nice it is. The Vikings are a somewhat irrelevant team. They're not super exciting, and no one wants to go to Minnesota. So all this, like,
apparently playing that stadium is really hard.
No one wants to go to NFL games. You just rather watch on TV.
Well, there's that too. I just, this PNC Park love it gets is crazy. First of all, Citizens Bank Park is better, flat out.
Here's
and I've not been
to CBP less nice in like 2015 when the team sucked.
Yes, of course.
Here's the crux of the issue. And my whole basis for my argument against Elliot, and I just want to know what Devin and Dan think, and then we're coming to the phones here. He's never been there.
Irrelevant.
He has never been there.
I've seen it.
But you've been to Pittsburgh.
No, but yeah, Devin,
I still call
Devin,
it Heinz Field. I refuse to call it
Can you have a relevant opinion on a place you've never been to?
No, I don't
Thank
think
you.
So.
Dan and, Wilson.
Like, I've seen pictures of it. I've seen it on TV.
I have friends who drive, like, they're actually going out there this weekend, and they do every year when the Phillies play the Pirates
ballpark.
Because
this is what
they
I'm
love
about.
PNC
This
Park
is what
so
I'm talking
much.
About.
It's a beautiful, beautiful ballpark.
It's crazy But they go to experience the ballpark.
It's crazy. It's the Pirates. Like, who cares? The Pirates are terrible. I find it hard to believe there is a great atmosphere at that ballpark.
Can I throw in another option for favorite ballparks? I've actually never been here in person, but San Francisco's ballpark
I've been there.
So
it's
so cool.
It's better
I've been
than
there.
Pittsburgh.
It's a very so cool. I don't know that it's better. It's up there.
Now that's a cool ballpark.
Like right on the water.
Yeah. So awesome. I have been to San Francisco as well. It's a great ballpark. It would be in my top five. And San Diego is up there. Petco's a really cool ballpark as well. But like PNC is just a freaking beautiful place to watch a game, Elliot. Yeah. Like it or not.
I can't take it anymore.
Do you like Heinz Field?
I think Heinz Field's fine. It's just weird because Heinz Field, like one half or a quarter of it is like gone. Like they just, it's not a full dome or like a full circle.
The Link is kind of like that too, though.
Not as much as Heinz Field, but yes, the Link's a little like that.
Yeah.
But no, regardless, at least James, you'll get to watch them, lose 4-1 today in a beautiful ballpark.
4-1. You think they're only giving up four runs today?
Yeah. Is Paul Skeens pitching today?
Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
They should trade him, by the way.
Stop
to the Phillies. Would you guys?
No,
take
what
Paul
they should Keaton? Do is spend money and
yeah, but they're not going to.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Like, yeah, well, it's a waste of time for him.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming to the phones in a minute. But first, I mentioned it. Rob Thompson, quick answer here was asked about the tipping pitches thing. Back to the Phillies, we're asking what your panic meter is with the Phillies. Where are you at with this team this morning? Your concerns. What's the biggest concern? And one of them right now, sadly, has all of a sudden become Jesus Cesardo out of nowhere. Somebody we thought was a potential Cy Young
switch the hair up.
Has fallen apart the last two starts. The tipping pitches thing as a potential reason for the struggles. Here's what Topper said yesterday.
Is it a thought in your head that he could be giving something away?
We look at that stuff all the time, so we haven't found anything yet.
Short to the point. I don't know. I think they're going to look harder, and I think that if he's tipping pitches, they will be able to figure it out. Like
How hard is that to if you're a pitcher and they've figured out like that, they're tipping, you're tipping the pitches. How hard is that to change?
It's a mechanical adjustment. It shouldn't be too hard theoretically. Like we've seen this before, where people go through a phase where they're tipping pitches and they're able to adjust it and correct.
Romano figured it out.
Yeah, Romano was tipping pitches exactly. Okay. So it shouldn't be something that is a season-long issue or something that even plagues him for multiple more starts if they can figure it out. The bigger question is that the issue or is it some sort of... And the dead arm thing is interesting, too, because he was still hitting 97 yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and you worry, does he have an underlying injury? Is there something else going on? Is it a mechanical thing? There's so
well,
many
potential...
Well,
the fact he's still getting good velocity would lead me to think it's not an injury thing.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can join us at a Phillies game next week against the Cubs, the entire morning show going down to hang out. It's an awesome time every time we do it. We'll tell you that in a minute. First, let's go to Phoenixville and talk to Jeff. What up, pal?
Good morning, buddy. How's everybody doing?
What up, Jeff?
Oh, good morning, Devin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Any word on if you're getting the Super Bowl ring yet?
Good question.
Well, it's going to be late if she is.
Yeah, I assume no, but that's okay. Just getting to watch the Super Bowl in person was enough for me. So.
Yeah, the memories.
You never know. Two things real quick. Yeah, I'll go with the bats are silent thing. This has just been a constant problem with this team for the past several years in the playoffs. And now that it's happening now, it's not a good sign. And it just kind of leads me to believe what's going to happen, ultimately happen, and, you know, if we do get to the playoffs, which it should.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you, because I've been thinking about this a lot this week. Like, would you consider these Phillies hitters clutch?
As in, like, right now?
Well, I'm saying, like, period. It's interesting because I have the same fear you do, right? That come postseason time, we're going to see them lose a lot of games, like 3-1. The bats will go quiet. Like, so I definitely, that's how I see this going. But we've also seen these bats go to a World Series. So it's like, I can't rule that out either. And we used to view them as so clutch. So I'm just curious. Like,
it is wild to think that basically since, you know, games 6 and 7 of the Diamondback series, how we viewed this Phillies group prior as opposed to after. It's really, it is crazy to think about how quickly and you don't precipitously often see that. Decline.
Yeah, you don't often see players go from view to super clutch to, like, nobody trusts them. It's normally the opposite.
Hey, we got no hit, combined no hit in the World Series. I mean,
true.
My second point, can we talk about the elephant in the room in that game one last night? Because that was absolutely unreal watching that game last night.
Why is it the elephant in the room? I'm confused.
The NBA Finals you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, because again, small market, whatever. It was just...
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was a great game. I do think it was an unbelievable game. And I thought they were going to get swept or worse, losing five. Them, especially OKC, that's OKC's only, I think, second loss at home in the playoffs. The other one was by, like, 2 points, and I think they had won the combined other, like, 8 games at home by, like, 233 points or something. They've been a juggernaut at home in the playoffs. That was a real shock last night. And the Indiana team just...
Are they the team of destiny?
They feel like it. So they have five... What was it? I saw the stat this morning.
Yeah, it's their fifth comeback. Yeah.
But it's the four and, like, 1,064, and three of them are the Pacers.
Yeah.
They're down, like, 15 points or more, something like that. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is amazing. So they have really found a way to continue to...
But I'll be honest, like, as great of a game as it was, and the Halliburton shot was awesome, like, I just definitely cared less because watching the game, like, I just didn't care about the teams as much. I think we view this as, like, a small market team, which is true, like... But it's more that when you have big market teams with a ton of history and stars that have a lot of baggage, it just makes the storylines more compelling. Like, I don't know what the storylines in this series is.
The storyline for us is that we could have had Tyrese Halliburton.
Anybody
said.
We also had T.J. McConnell.
Yeah. And Jeff, great call. I'm the Paul George of it all. Obviously, both teams being built on the back of Paul George trades and all that. But I agree with you, Elliot. I think, look, that's an interesting thing with the NBA playoffs. I do think that it's been a really fun playoffs with
a lot of really great games
and stuff. But coming off such a disastrous season for the fans and the way we were talking about it, and then to just, like, again, these are great games. But to your point, like, I don't feel strongly. I'm rooting for TJ. That's pretty much, like, all I got that I feel anything about this series other than, oh, it's good basketball.
I also think, like, we pretend as if, you know, it was a great game, but nobody's watching, like, or at least I don't think as many people are watching a game simply because it's, like, beautiful basketball.
Oh,
like,
no doubt.
Yeah, like, people tune
in. You're watching for stars.
Yeah,
you're watching
stars, storylines. Yeah, like, and it's just, and this sounds weird, I guess, but it almost makes it more compelling when you have people in a finals that have failed before because there's pressure. It's like, what does this do for his legacy? Like, really, the Thunder or the Pacers.
Well, it's just two young teams with young guys who haven't, like, really gone through it before.
If OKC lost, it would be a bad loss, I think, just because they are favored. But, like, it's not like this changes their legacy or it's a bat. It's like a defining loss in that way.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can join us at a Phillies game next week, next Wednesday, Phillies Cubs. You can win tickets right here, right now on this show to come hang with us. So get on the line now, 215-592-9494. That and a little Saquon talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up as well, it's the morning show. We're coming back. Yes, Bill Withers and Stevie Wonder to start the show off. Dan Wilson is speaking my
old
language
man Dan
right now.
Over there, I was going to
say. Yeah, old soul Dan Wilson is what I'm learning this morning.
Playing
who knew?
The one-third of his hosts.
I love it.
Yeah,
shout
that's
out.
A great song.
It's the only one that matters. I mean, I'm the one talking
exactly.
The music.
Yeah,
you know, come on.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. But Dan, great job so far. Keep it rolling. All right, 215-592-9494 reacting to a disappointing Phillies series in Toronto. A great first inning, you know,
that was about
great
it. Yeah,
first inning, and then all downhill from there. Literally, Luzardo a concern. 20 runs given up over his last two outings. At least they didn't leave him in there. I guess yesterday
got him out
got
a little
after
quicker,
inning
yeah.
In two thirds. All right, 215-592-9494. A Saquon question for coming up for you in a few minutes. But first, let's give you a chance. Again, I mentioned it a few times already. Your chance to join us at a Phillies game next week. You have the chance to win a pair of tickets to join the WIP Morning Show, including all three of us here, Ruben Amaro, Ben Davis, all kinds of people, Jody Mack. You know, it's going to be a blast. You can join the Morning Show and see the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Chicago Cubs Wednesday. That's this upcoming Wednesday, June 11th at 1:05 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets, visit Phillies.com. And again, a great baseball game. The Cubs in first place in the Central, one of the best teams in the National League. The Phils, obviously, not in first place at the moment, but have been playing, you know, good baseball for the most part, despite the lull right now. Real big series coming up after this series in Pittsburgh. But the way you can win that prize today, happy birthday goes out to Paul Giamatti. Good actor.
Love Paul Giamatti.
I'm big a Paul Giamatti, Giamatti man.
Obviously, the Holdovers, one of the staple movies of our household.
Already.
At least one.
It's only a year old, the state Holdovers.
I'm surprised that you've seen that movie.
Watch
yeah,
it at least
too.
Once a week, I would say.
What? No, you don't.
What?
Once a week, we put it on.
That is
it's
far too much Holdovers.
It's a comfort movie. Like, we just put
well,
it on.
Well, I can see it
relaxing.
Becoming a Christmas classic for
it
people.
It is a Christmas classic.
It's a Christmas
classic.
Movie.
Yeah.
I know you guys are very big on the Christmas movie thing.
Best type of movie.
But I, that's a lot of Holdovers.
It is
a very good movie. It's a lot of Holdovers.
Yeah.
You know, the guy in it had never acted before, ever. The kid?
Really? Wow. He, I feel like that's happening more and
he
more.
He went to the boarding school where it was shot. An audition for the role, had never acted before in his life, got the role of Dominic Sessa.
Wow.
Like a movie
I can't
star.
Wait to tell my wife that.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
It's a good
it
one. All right,
next time we watch it, like tonight, we'll
there you go.
I'll bring
like
it
tonight.
Up.
Yeah. All right, so your chance to win based on this. Paul Giamatti was in the movie Sideways, which I think is inarguably, look, we're going to talk about this today, but I think inarguably Sideways, the goat wine movie. Would we agree with that?
I mean, obviously I haven't seen it. I don't even know what you're talking
only,
about, to be
it's
honest.
A movie about wine.
Yeah, okay. No, I believe you.
Do you know any other movies about wine? I know they're out there. I can't name any others.
I can't think of any. I mean, have you seen this movie?
No, I've never seen Sideways. I know what it's about, but I've never seen
Sideways. At least
she's
heard of it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm trying to think of another movie about
wine. Got nominated for Best Picture, you know, anyway.
To check it out.
Actually, I think ironically directed and made by the same guy as Holdover. I think it's Alexander Payne. I could be wrong. All right, regardless. So here's what we're going to do. With that being the goat of wine movies, and that is a niche category, but we're doing goats today. So here's what we're doing. I want you to give me the goat of something. Look, I'll take it off the board. Just like Michael Jordan, GOAT basketball player, right? Like, that's a GOAT. Now, here's the thing, though. What we're looking for, we want creativity. We also want dominance. Like, Michael Jordan, though a GOAT, might not be the best answer because LeBron, like, there are people who think LeBron is the GOAT. They're wrong. It's a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
But there are people who think that. We're looking for the GOAT of GOATs, the most dominant GOAT in their arena. And look, again, it could be a who or a what. If you want to give us the GOAT cereal or the GOAT this or the GOAT that, we love those answers. We love creativity. 215-592-9494. Best answer is going to come to the Phillies game with us Wednesday against the Cubs. Elliot Trope Parks, give me a go to go.
God, there's so many good ones.
There's so many answers.
Like,
there's I think there are as many like great answers for this as any side we've done. Like, I expect some bangers.
All right, so I'm going to go with one I guarantee you no one else in our audience will pick, but he is the GOAT at what he does. I don't think anyone else is even close. Andy Cohen as a reunion host, as a host of a late night show, obviously of Bravo. The GOAT of GOATs. No one else touches him when it comes to what he does.
He and Anderson Cooper are my favorite duo for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they're very
good. Their coverage
is
so funny.
So I think that is, I think for a very specific thing, I don't think you can call him the GOAT interviewer.
Oh, no, he is. He is the GOAT interviewer.
Like, there have been some great, Larry King. Like, there have been some Howard
Stern. No one does it like Andy Cohen. Okay. I'm just letting you know. Like, I'm guessing you haven't seen Andy Cohen
do his
thing.
I have a wife. I've seen Andy Cohen do his thing before.
But... Right. He's the GOAT of GOATs.
Yeah.
No one does it better.
He's very good, but I don't know the interviewer, but maybe the reunion, the whole thing, like the
GOAT.
The bleep stirrer aspect of it and all that. All right. Devin Caney, give me a go to GOATs.
I'm going to go with food here. Ranch dressing is the GOAT of salad dressing.
Wow. So
it's very versatile.
We are going to battle already.
Yeah. So here's I feel like it's Caesar.
No.
It's a vinaigrette. What are we doing here?
So I'm not just talking about salad. I'm talking about salad dressing.
Used
ranch,
for everything.
You can put on pizza.
So
you can put on burgers.
I actually agree with you on this. I use ranch instead of blue cheese for like dipping crust, for wings. For all that. So actually, you know what?
So
ranch is a versatile condiment.
Condiment. I should have said condiment instead
But when we get into condiment, then we get hot sauce, we get ketchup, we get all this. It's a real.
I actually almost said ketchup.
Bit of a hornet's nest here.
Well, ranch.
Okay, so first of all.
See, this is the kind of stuff I want today, okay?
If you're doing salad dressing, there's a literal salad named after Caesar salad dressing. So that is obviously the GOAT salad dressing. And I think condiment, it's ketchup.
But no. See, you're making a big mistake with this GOAT salad dressing thing. It can only be on one salad. This Caesar salad is its own thing.
Like
you can have all kinds of different salads with these
salads.
Can be in a bunch of different combinations of salad.
That's fair.
All right, Dan Wilson, give me a goat.
We were talking about undisputed goats, the criteria you gave. Is there anyone in the world who would argue that Wayne Gretzky is not the GOAT hockey player?
See, that's a great answer.
Yeah, that is a good one.
It's a great answer.
Now, undisputed.
Now, lots of sports answers out there. I do think, to his credit, Dan Wilson just took the best one off the board, and I appreciate
Which
that.
Which is
I
think, good.
That's what I mean. I think that's the best sport. I think he is there's maybe some Olympic things. There's angles there, and of course, but I like creativity too, so I am. And here's the other thing today. Remember, normally you have a voting panel of a bunch of over 40-year-olds.
Not
all right?
Today.
Just factually.
Not
me,
today.
Joe, John, Rhea, all of us are over 40. It is what it is. Guess what? I'm the only voter over 40 today.
Yes.
All right, we got a bunch of 30-year-olds. We got Dan Wilson who's in his 20 still, like, I think, right? Dan, you're
27,
Yes, I thought so. Okay, I was like, time
which is
why moving
Andy Cohen
for me.
Is a winning answer, potentially.
So I will go with... just to annoy Devin and Elliot on a high level, the GOAT Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Oh, God.
So clearly the GOAT Christmas movie.
It's just not. It's not GOAT. Even a Christmas movie.
It is the GOAT.
Yeah.
It takes place at Christmas. There's Christmas trees.
No,
there's Christmas music. There's Christmas music used in the movie.
It's a pretty cold hard fact. If there is death in the movie in a violent way, it's not a Christmas movie. If there's a gun in the movie,
dude,
it's not a Christmas movie.
Harry and Marv should have died with what Kevin does
but
to them in
Home
Alone. But
that was a different type of violence than Die Hard. Die Hard is real violence. Home Alone is like fun slapstick.
Die Hard go Christmas movie.
No, it's not. But we all know what the real one is. It's Love Actually.
Oh, come on.
Or Christmas Vacation. You could
Love Actually, Christmas Vacation.
It's Christmas
Honorable
Vacation, Home Alone, and Die
Holiday
Hard.
Holiday is very good.
Home Alone, Die Hard, and Christmas Vacation are the three goats by far, but it's
nah.
Die Hard is number one.
Nah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Best answer is going to win tickets to come to a Phillies game with us. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to get into a Saquon discussion as Elliot feels passionately about something with Saquon.
I do.
I know, as usual.
Yes.
When do you not
It's not about Madden.
You're pretty passionate about the things you feel.
Yeah, tell Kristen about it. I mean, literally, all day, yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Mark in Delaware. What up, Marcus?
Yo, Go Birds Radio on Friday. That's
damn great. Straight, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. So let me talk about the Phillies for a second, I guess. I was going to go Eagles, but let me talk about the Phillies, man. I think, like you guys said earlier, with the big three struggling, hitting a little bit, and you know, the most dominant part of this team is their starting pitching, and it's not been doing very well lately.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm wondering if it's maybe start to time to think about calling up some of these young kids from the minors.
Well, that's an interesting decision they have to make, and not just with calling them up, because I do think I am team give these guys a chance, but also with the young players, they got to decide, like, are they going to keep this young core together? And it's crazy they kind of have a young core, like Crawford, Abel, your Aiden Miller,
Painter,
like,
Taib,
they actually
Runa
have
Escobar.
Like
got some prospects.
A next little group coming up. Like, are they willing to break that group up if it comes to reinvesting in the older group, which is the current players like Harper, Schwarber, not Realmuto as much, but like they got to decide what they're going to do with these young guys. Are they just going to keep them up to help this team? Are they going to do what's best for their development, or are they going to trade them? And
yeah,
I don't know if there's a clear answer.
No, Mark, to your point, like, I'm at the point where I would call Justin Crawford up, and I've been hesitant to do that because he is 21 years old. Jody Mack made a great point on the show yesterday. There are only four players in baseball, at least starting the season, only four players in the sport who are 21 years old. Four?
That's crazy.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Players don't come up at this age. Like,
wow.
It is really,
well, so you
really
know,
rare.
Justin Crawford left the game early
with
yesterday.
With quad cramps, apparently.
Yeah. And so Dombrowski was there. Dave Dombrowski was in Lehigh yesterday, whether he was, I
was
think,
it Charlotte?
Painter?
It was in Charlotte,
Charlotte to watch Lehigh.
For Painter, probably watching Otto Kemp as well. Look, Kepler has been a disaster. Kemp, they have been playing in left field here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a possibility. So to your point, Mark, like, I am starting to get there, but I also acknowledge that, you know, like, Crawford probably isn't ready, but at the same, at a point, like, it's A, Marsh and Rojas are what they are. I think we have all seen enough of Brandon Marsh and enough of Yoan Rojas to know what they are. But then on top of that, like, if, to Elliot's point, if you're trying to decide, is Crawford a part of our future? Is he someone we're going to trade or not? I think that plays a big role in this, because if you are not going to trade him, I think it makes sense to bring him up and see what he can give you before the trade deadline, so you know if you have to go out and get somebody. Or conversely, and Jack made this point on IOPS last night, and it's a great one, if they do want to trade him, there is an argument to not bringing him up, not potentially seeing him get exposed at the major league level, and just letting him continue to rake in the minors till you trade him. So it is it's about what they want to do that does really influence what they do.
Obviously. Well, the other part of this too is, do you allow the current major league team to impact what you do with the minor league players? Like, in the way
I think you have to a point. Well, no, you're competing for a World Series.
But, well, but that's my question, I guess, is
how
you,
much
are you willing to risk their development to an extent? Right?
Right.
To help this team. And I get your point. Like, you have to try to win the World Series this year. I'm not trying to overvalue the minor league players, but you also don't want to mess these guys up, and then you're screwing with, like, the next window you have.
Mark, you got an answer for us for a goat of goats.
Yeah, so this guy's been a host, or was a host of probably one of the all-time watch shows every year, and even though the man has passed away.
I know where you're going.
It's still named after him.
Dick Clark, right?
Yep. That's
as a New Year's Eve host. Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
That, Mark, that is actually a really Great answer.
So it's ironic now, because Devin just said
that
she thinks Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen are the best.
Dick Clark's dead now. Like, it is called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Like, that is the name still to this day on NBC or whatever it is.
It's totally
Dick
different Clark's vibe.
Very different vibe. But, I mean, Dick Clark was the man, you know, American Bandstand.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But, again, to that point,
not playing
though,
to the crowd.
That's what I was about to say. This is a key thing to remember today. I am the only 40-plus-year-old in this panel. Like, I when you said,
are you a millennial? Is that
so? I am. So funny enough, I guess it's like I am literally on the line. 1980. Okay. I was born in September of 1981, and they say 19. Like, it's like some places you look at 1982, some places you look at 1981. Like, I am
crazy.
The most on the line you could possibly.
It's crazy you were almost born in the 70s.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of close.
Pretty close.
Yeah. I mean, like 2 years into the year, like, almost 2 full years into the
700-ish 80s. Days, you would have been different. Been a 70s baby. I feel like you were born to be a 70s baby.
Yeah,
you have
a
like
bit
the
of
vibe.
An older soul.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to phones in a sec. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? That's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring together. Let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Our question today, and I'm going to ask it directly to the man sitting to my right, Elliot Shore Parks. Should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches in 2025 as they did in 2024? Obviously been a topic on the station, and I think there is some mixed opinion on it. Elliot, should they?
Yes. I want them to run Saquon as much as they need to run Saquon. I think that, look, I understand that coming off the season he had, a lot of touches, obviously probably the best season we'll probably ever see from an Eagles running back, if you consider the yardage, winning the Super Bowl, like the way he dominated the city. I understand it's going to be hard to do that again. But I also think that when you have a special athlete doing something that Saquon is capable of doing right now, you don't run away from that. No pun intended. You continue to use him. And I think that, look, I would rather get the most out of Saquon in 2025 when he's at his physical peak, when this team is clicking on all cylinders, when he has a great offensive line in front of him, when he has a quarterback with him that helps him in the running game. Go get the best out of Saquon now. I do not care about 2026 and 2027 when it comes to Saquon. When you have a great athlete, you take advantage of him when he is able to be at his best. Saquon likely won't be the same player in 2027, whether he gets 100 carries next year or 400 carries. That's just how it works with running backs. And so when you have him at his physical peak, I want to run Saquon as much as possible next year. Let him be the special player he can be. I'm not shying away from giving him the ball.
So I am torn on this. I agree with philosophically what you're saying. I'm not super worried about 2 years from now with Saquon. I am more worried about the now. I know with running backs, it can fall off at a moment. They can get hurt, whatever. My issue is more with making sure he's good to go in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. Like, I am fine using him, but I'm not using him quite as much as last year. You have to back off. Like, I need to be able to make sure Saquon can last the season.
I just don't think four or five carries is a big difference each week. Like, so to your point, I get what you're saying, that you have to worry about the playoffs. And yes, that is the ultimate goal for this team. But, and not to bring the Sixers up, because although, you know, shout out to Rhea, I can maybe talk Sixers safely here now, right?
No, real quick, just so you know, we don't agree with you on the Sixers.
No, I know,
yes,
I know.
Yes. But we will not accost you in the same way.
Rhea dominated.
As Rhea buried you.
Exactly, yeah.
She buried him!
But, like, one thing we saw with the Sixers over the years was, well, let's focus on the playoffs. Let's rest Joel. Like, but, and I know it's different, but the similarity is, I think there is a mindset you need to have as a team, which is, like, don't just worry about the playoffs. Like, and especially that's true in the NFL, where one game could be the difference between this team having home field advantage at a bye and being the 5 seed, where you're potentially on the road the entire playoffs. So I don't want to go into this, like, rest them up, worry about the playoffs, because the playoffs might not happen. Like, with the Eagles, obviously they probably will. But we saw with Joel, it was so much, let's keep him healthy. And guess what? He was never healthy. Like,
It's a different.
I don't know if it's that different.
I mean,
though,
but of course it is. I mean, Joel's never been healthy. Like, Saquon just went to the Super Bowl and won it. Like, we've seen him stay healthy for a year. It's already a different
but
thing.
But the point I'm
already
making
different.
Is trying to run
completely
away,
different.
Trying, I don't think it is. Trying to run away from
I get the philosophical point you're making. I just think Joel's a bad person to use as your
example.
Well,
it's an extreme example, but I guess what I'm saying
I just don't
is
think it's apples to apples.
Saquon Barkley is currently, and I agree with you, like, Jalen's their best player in a holistic sense because he's the most important and all that. But Saquon is their best player, like, in terms of he is just...
Well, him or Jalen Carter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and AJ could be in there, too. But, like, you could make an argument...
God, they're so talented.
They are. Crazy. It's crazy. You could really make the argument Saquon's the best player in the NFL right now. Why am I taking that guy off the field?
215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on the Saquon thing. Would you limit his touches a bit? Would you play it a little more carefully with Saquon next year? Or are you just like Elliott and saying, you know what, we got this guy for a few years. I'm going to utilize him every second I can while I have him, which honestly isn't a bad argument. 215-592-9494 plus the Phils. Where you at after a disappointing series in Toronto? They scored 6 runs in the first inning of that series and then scored 4 runs for the next 27 innings, including an extra inning game there. And obviously, Jesus Lazardo, 20 runs allowed in his last 2 starts. Where's your concern level with Lazardo, with the bats, with this team as we start? Look, it's June now. You know, it's starting to get real. Like, records start to matter. The season starts to solidify. Where are you at with the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Plus, I forgot to mention earlier, coming up at 8:30 today, a little pop culture beat the hammer between Elliott Shore Parks and I do not expect to win this. You know, Devin Kane will be asking the questions, as we've talked about with the judging. I think the sensibilities between you two a lot more similar than between Devin and I. No offense.
Well, that, I'm doing like a final. I'm going over my questions. I'm making sure, you know, I have some for
I like
you.
This.
I like this. I'm
you should
not
cover
making
your screen
it
better.
Totally.
Cover
are
your screen.
You looking?
No, I'm kidding.
Of course
kidding.
He is.
No,
have you met him? He will win at all costs.
Here's what I'll say, though. I'm bad at remembering names.
Yeah, that
and
is
James
true.
Is
I am good at names.
That. So, like,
names.
That is a key component of this.
215-592-9494. So, have a little fun at 8:30. Tune in for that as well. Again, plus your calls on these issues. And again, your chance to come to a Phillies-Cubs game with us. Really one of the best home games of the year so far. A massive series next week. Wednesday, 105. We're going to the game as a show. The entire morning show will be there. You have a chance to win by giving us a goat of goat. Who is the goat in their area or field? 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.